You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily podcast on the Minnesota Timberwolves, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Colt Molesky, and I'm joined by the flying Hawaiian, Brendan Scarborough, the broadcaster extraordinaire out of Northwestern, and the Bureau is also on the show joining us. Boys, thanks for coming on.
Eli, you first, man.
Thanks. Thanks for having us.
Somebody talk.
We're both happy to be here. Is that what we're supposed to do on this show?
Obviously we're both happy to be here. We're pumped.
You better be. This is the premiere site to talk about Timberwolves basketball, Timberwolves news, Timberwolves happenings.
Timberwolves, the soon-to-be best league in the NBA.
The best league
best
in
team.
The NBA.
Best team in the NBA.
Dear Lord. This is a rip-roaring start. Fourth team in the West. They're on a three-game win streak over the Pelicans, the Cavaliers, and they beat the Thunder the other night. All very solid opponents, all playoff teams that they're beating. And now they have the Knicks and the Portland Trail Blazers over the weekend. Knicks are Friday night, and they have Portland on Sunday. I'm going to go to Brennan first. We haven't heard from you in a while, so impressions of the Timberwolves after a really stellar streak that they have going, a really solid week, and now they're heading into some tough games, but I like their resume headed into the tough slate of games they have over the next couple weeks. What do you think of the Timberwolves right now?
I think that the Timberwolves are playing very well. And Colton, one of the things that we talked about, that was their problem, was defense. And looking at the past games, you know, LeBron James playing one of the best seasons, holding him to 10 points. And with, you know, we talked about this, a negative 30 plus minus. You know, not looking too good from the King, looking great for the Timberwolves. Even on the other side, holding Paul George for OKC, holding him to 13 points, Carmelo to 15, you know. Now, Russell Westbrook going off for 38, so, you know, you can only do so much. But, you know what I mean? They're holding down, you know.
Well, like, one of those three on Oakland or on Oklahoma City is going to score points. Like, that's almost inevitable. But to have only one of them have a really big game, I think, is a really big part of that win.
Exactly. And, you know, we've talked, even, like, when you face a team like Golden State, it's not a bad thing if Kevin Durant scores 40 on you. But let's just make sure that nobody else is doing that as well. You know, if one guy goes off for a ton of points, if you're holding down everyone else, you're still able to win the game. But, yeah, the Timberwolves, defensively especially, looking very good, playing very good basketball. And, yeah, I think they're in a great place right now.
Impressions, Bureau, of the Timberwolves. Are they a team that you would bet on this weekend? You have the Knicks, you have the Trailblazers, but both of those are at home. You're taking this team at home against some solid opponents. I know that the Knicks are kind of trailing off and playing mediocre basketball as of late, but this is still a team with Porzingis, and it's still a team that was hot early in the season. You're taking both of these teams this weekend. Or are you taking the Timberwolves against both these teams this weekend?
I think the Timberwolves can definitely beat the Knicks. I think this is actually going to be a pretty easy game for them, because as far as the Knicks are a pretty good team, but as far as major scorers have, they have Porzingis, and that's the only person people really know. They do have some other top players on there, like Hardaway and such, but Porzingis is the guy everyone's watching. And I think because, like we've been talking about, the Timberwolves' defense has increased dramatically over the last couple of weeks. They've been playing very good basketball. I think if they can contain Porzingis, they're going to win this game easily. Trailblazers are going to be a little bit more tough because they have people like Damian Lillard. They also have like McCollum on that team.
It's the backcourt is vicious.
Exactly. The backcourt is vicious. But I've liked the Timberwolves since they started. I think they're finally hitting their stride this season. They've got Jimmy Butler. They've learned to incorporate him better. He's gone from being just kind of that full body player to now he's putting up some major points for the Timberwolves. 26
averaged
points last night. Like,
an average 26 points, 26.5, I believe it was, through December.
Exactly.
Definitely looking like, I would say he's one of the dark horse MVP candidates right now. Brennan, if you're looking at Towns, I think the Towns versus Porzingis, it might be the juiciest matchup of the Friday night game. Towns has dominated. He had Davis and Cousins, who he dominated. Then the Love-Tristan Thompson combo he destroyed. And then Steven Adams. He beat Steven Adams, one of the more physical players in the NBA. I don't think Porzingis has the tools to really compete with the level of play that Towns is putting out right now, even though he is the Latavian gangbanger. I think that Towns wins this matchup. What do you think of the Porzingis-Towns battle on Friday night?
Well, firstly, I love that you called him the Latavian gangbanger.
I still can't believe they let you print that.
That is great. I'm glad that you added that to his repertoire. But, no, as you were saying before, I think as of right now, it would be very interesting to see because Porzingis defensively, you know, we just saw that he had the 4-block game against the Bulls. And, you know, like defensively on the inside, he's been playing really good post defense. And, you know, Karl Anthony Towns has just been eating on the inside. There's really no other way to say it. You know, even against the Celtics, 23 rebounds, playing absolutely impressive basketball. And as you were saying, definitely one of the juicier matchups of the weekend. Another great choice of words, by the way. You know, absolutely perfect on your part there, Colton.
I'm trying over here. I'm trying to produce a show. Like I said before, I'm a little under the weather. That's probably why my voice does not sound 100% like I usually like to give the people. But I'm doing my very best. We're bringing the best content we can here at Locked On Wolves. Outside of Porzingis, gentlemen, is there anybody that really scares you on the Knicks? I'm going to swing it to Bureau and then to Brennan, Flying Hawaiian, before we head on to the Trailblazers game. Is there anybody, Hardaway, Beasley, you've got Frankie Smokes, the rookie out of France. Is there anybody that really concerns you matchup-wise on the Knicks for the Timberwolves?
Not really. Hardaway's their next big points guy as far as the Knicks go. He's got 17.8 points averaged over the season for points. And just because the Timberwolves defense has been playing so good, they've been able to, they contain the king. They contain LeBron. I think they can handle Hardaway. They can handle Beasley. This is chump change compared to LeBron. I think they should be fine.
Their defense has made leaps and strides over the last 3 weeks. They went from the bottom of the league to now they're ranked 16th in the league. And I think over the last, it's 3 weeks, they're at the 10th spot defensive rating wise. So making leaps and bounds on the defensive side. Brennan, is there anybody that Timberwolves fans should be worried about on this roster, or is this one of those games where the Timberwolves, it's a must-win game because the talent is just so much greater on their roster?
I would say there's nobody that they should really worry about, and the talent definitely does favor the Wolves. I would say is you can't let the Knicks get into grooves because, you know, the Knicks aren't necessarily like Beasley will go off for a big game, or Porzingis will go off for a big game. But when you really got to worry about the Knicks, is when they're actually all hitting their strides, when they're all playing as a team collectively, you know, when Beasley can get his points, you know, when Hardaway is getting his, when Cantor is playing well on the inside, you really got to make sure that, you know, you're not really worrying about just one guy, but making sure that they're not getting into a groove, really. But I think that the Timberwolves playing as well as they have, we'll be able to take care of that, no problem.
I feel like, and I only want to touch on this a minute because I know we have the Portland Trailblazers to talk about, but I really feel like Frankie Smokes out of France is one of those guys. I definitely underestimate his defensive skill. He's probably one of the better defenders on this team, one of the better defensive point guards in the NBA right now, I would say, even though he's a rookie. I feel like they're not giving him enough opportunity on the offensive side. He's averaging only 5.7 points per game, but he's only playing like 18 to 20 minutes, something like that, per game. I think that you gotta give him a chance to just find his shot and find what works for him on offense to really find your full value at that first round. They took him 8th overall, that first round draft pick. Well, Brandon, what do you think of this kid? Do you think that he has the opportunity to pan out a little bit offensively so he can be one of those kind of like Patrick Beverley point guards where he's a solid defender and every once in a while he can go off for 20 points?
Yeah, absolutely. And he definitely has the, you know, he definitely has the opportunity to do so. And, you know, you're not going to know until you try, right? You know, you got to give him the opportunity to go out and do that. But I definitely think that he has the opportunity to do that if given the chance. But I'm definitely liking what I'm seeing so far.
Yeah, I think you need to just bite the bullet for a few weeks and give him up minutes. I mean, he doesn't score as well right away, but I really feel like there's a chance to develop a really good point guard there, and you just got to let him find his rhythm on the offensive side, and he needs to play minutes to find that. Moving on to the Portland Trailblazer game, but first, a quick break for some sponsors. The NFL playoffs are finally here, and I want to tell you guys about MyBookie.ag, the number one rated online sports book. With your fantasy football season over, the only way to use your sports knowledge to win cash is by betting at MyBookie. the sports book that makes it easy to deposit and even easier to cash out your winnings. They have odds on everything, all live betting and all new prop builder. Create your own bet slips. Bet how you want. You bet your friends LeBron will score 30-plus and you have 10-plus assists. Why not bet it at MyBookie and put your money where your mouth is? Bet from your desktop, tablet, or in their world-class mobile site that lets you bet anytime, anywhere. MyBookie offers fastest, no-hassle payouts when you win. Join now and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 50% bonus. Just use promo code LOCKEDONNBA. That's LOCKEDONNBA when making your account. Visit MyBookie.ag and bet on the internet's favorite sportsbook, where you play, you win, you get paid. Now looking at the Portland Trailblazers, you got Damian Lillard, you've got CJ McCollum, you've got some fun young guys. Caleb Swanigan is one of the young guys out of Purdue that I really like in the front court. But they still have their problems defensively, although they are getting better. You have Damian Lillard with some problems. He's had some hamstring injuries that have kept him in and out of the lineup. They're sitting right behind the Timberwolves, 22-19. They're the fifth spot in the West. Minnesota, of course, at 27-16. Brendan, I'm going to swing it to you first before we go to the Bureau. What do you think of the Trailblazers and the threats they pose to the Timberwolves?
Right away, I think the guard play up there is exceptional. You know, you have CJ McCollum and Damian Lillard. Damian Lillard has, you know, definitely, you could say he's withstood the test of time, proving that he's one of the better point guards in the league. You know, McCollum, definitely proving that he's a good shooting guard, you know, that he can definitely hang with the best of them. You know, but the problem there is that I think that, you know, as we saw from when they played the Rockets, they're definitely susceptible to good guard play as well. You know, Eric Gordon, when they played the Rockets, going off for 30. Chris Paul, 37 and 11 assists, 7 rebounds. You know, if the Timberwolves, you know, if Jeff Teague, Andrew Wiggins play as solid as they are right now, they're also susceptible to the same thing. So I just think that's the biggest threat they pose and also could be their biggest weakness, which is really weird to hear because you never really hear that. But, I mean, it's
no, yeah, you're right.
A really interesting dilemma.
No, yeah, you're absolutely right. And their defense has improved. This is over the last 3 years. The 102 point, I think it's 4 points they're giving up per game this season is the best over the last 3 years. So their defense has improved, but at the same time, they still let up big games to certain guards. And so this is an area I think Jimmy Butler, too, especially can really excel. Bureau, if you are looking at the defense of the Trailblazers, is it enough to slow down Jimmy Butler on this tirade that he has been going through December that's traveled into January, or is it going to be too much facing Jimmy Butler down the stretch?
I think Jimmy Butler is going to do just fine. And if they put two guys in Jimmy Butler, if they contain Jimmy Butler, you still got to contend with Wiggins. You still have to contend with Towns. That's not going to help the Trailblazers win this game. It might shut down Jimmy Butler and lower his scores, but overall, I think the team's going to be fine. And on the Trailblazers side, I was just looking up, reading some stuff about them, and Nerdic actually has the most flagrant fouls in the NBA in the last 20 years than any other player. So the Trailblazers haven't been playing a very clean game this year. They've got Damian Lillard getting upset after the Rockets lost because, the Rockets made that last second hoop and they were already up by so much he didn't think it was necessary. He yelled a little bit, went on some talk shows,
at Chris Paul. He was like trying to knock the ball out of his hands as the game was over.
Exactly, yeah. So they're coming off a pretty bad loss. They're going to definitely want this win. They're going to be hungry for a win after this, but I think the Timberwolves will be fine. And until then, the Trailblazers play the Pelicans first tomorrow, I believe. So the Pelicans are actually favored to win and they have a less of a record than the Timberwolves. So I think the Timberwolves are going to be just fine, even if they manage to contain Jimmy Butler.
An interesting stat, too, because Damian Lillard, I think I really am putting my money on that he's going to play against the Timberwolves, but he has been in and out of the lineup. When Damian Lillard is off the court, they go from 14.7 assists when he's on the court to 6.2 assists. So you think of Damian Lillard as this score-first kind of point guard, but he is essential in the ball movement as well on this team, and he makes the players around him really good. So if he's not in the lineup or if he has to take less minutes because he's on the you play the Rockets, then the Pelicans, then the Timberwolves, he's on a pretty heavy schedule. If he has to play less minutes, that could really hurt the entire offense because he's so so crucial to not only the scoring but also the spread and how the defense attacks the Portland offense. He's so crucial to how they spread the floor that could be a real big impact. Still though, everybody going with Timberwolves here. Everybody going that are thinking that they can win this one here.
It's definitely the Timberwolves' game to lose, I believe. If as long as they've been playing like they have in the past couple of games, they're going to be just fine.
Yeah, having this game at home is very helpful as well. Looking over, we've talked about before on the show, but looking over the month of games that they have, they play the Portland Trailblazers twice in this next few stretch of games. They play the Raptors twice. They play the Rockets. They play the Warriors. Brennan, if they come out of this month of January with a winning record, what does that say about the Timberwolves? Where does that put you where does that put them in your eyes as far as what kind of team they are?
Well, that would definitely, surpass or probably put me exactly where I thought they'd be. Definitely top five, in the West standings. And as you guys said, they're playing a very tough schedule. They got the Trailblazers twice. The Raptors, Clippers, Rockets, Warriors. This is not going to be a cakewalk of a January for them. And, February starts off just as tough. Bucks, Pelicans, and Cavaliers. But no, as you said, yeah, if they come out of this month with a winning record, it would definitely be impressive for them and exactly where they would want to be right now as an organization. And I definitely think they can do that.
Bureau, the San Antonio Spurs released, I think that was yesterday, 2 days ago, that Kawhi Leonard had a tear in his shoulder. Is there a chance the San Antonio Spurs are 28-14 at 3. Minnesota is at 4, 27-16. If they can really go to work this next month and beat some tough opponents, do you think that they could leapfrog the San Antonio Spurs and get into that third spot in the West?
Oh, absolutely. I think if they can come out of January with a winning record like we just talked about, they're going to be able to beat the Spurs for the third spot, absolutely. They're playing the Rockets, Golden State, literally the best teams in the league right now. And if they can come out of that unscathed, or at least not so scathed, that they'll be just fine. They can lock up that third spot.
And San Antonio has played well without Kawhi, but to go without your star for this long and then have him get in the lineup again and then lose him a second time in one season, that takes a toll on a roster and just maybe the confidence of the team. They got a lot of young guys on that team. It'll be interesting to see. I think over the next month, they could make a real push for that third spot. Brennan, if they get into that third spot, is that something they could potentially hold for the rest of the season? Do they have a real shot at being one of the top three teams in the Western Conference?
I think so right now, but it's definitely going to be a fight. It's definitely going to be a scrap for them to stay there. And, they're going to have to be playing really as well as they have the past few games the entire time. But, that's what we talked about. We talked about consistency throughout the season, not only winning big games that we know that they can do, but staying consistent throughout the season. And if they are to do that, I think they can stay in that top three position.
This is just crazy that we're having this conversation in the beginning of January about the Timberwolves pushing for the third seed in the NBA when I was convinced that they would be fighting for the fifth spot, maybe, or the sixth spot in the seeding headed into the season. I know that this team has a lot of raw talent, but the fact that these guys are kind of gelling all together so well, you see through December how well this team has come together. Really impressive the job that Tibbs has done on this team, and Jimmy Butler as well. What he has done on this team is very impressive.
Gotta have faith in Jimmy B, baby.
I do. Jimmy Buckets is the man. All right, we're going to go to one more break before we talk point guards for the Timberwolves and then close out the show. One more break. So, Jeff Teague back in the lineup. He's healthy. He played the other night against the Thunder. Now the question is, gentlemen, what do we do here? We have Tyus Jones, who's proven himself as a very solid point guard. I believe he still leads the NBA in turnover to assist ratio, and he's a great point guard as far as making the right play. He's not going to make a mistake. He'd rather make the right play to make other people better or make the right defensive play as opposed to just trying to get points. I think he's a very intelligent basketball player. And now you have Jeff Teague. Not only is he the starter, and he's a good point guard in his own right, but he's also the one they're paying $58 million over 3 years to play basketball for them. So you've got to at least get your money's worth out of him by playing him a considerable amount of minutes. What do they do with the point guards here? Are they in a spot where they might want to flip Tyus Jones for some sort of asset? Or do you just try and work out minutes? Let's go to Brendan first. What do we do here at point guard?
I say you stick with Jeff Teague right now. Like, as you said before, you're paying him more. But also, I think in the long run, Jeff Teague has proved that, you know, he can, you know, he deserves a starting spot. He hasn't done anything that's really, like, out there that, you know, and he hasn't really been wavering that much. I think right now you stick with Jeff Teague. Tyus Jones is a great second option. It's proving that, you know, at the end of 3 years, hey, this is a guy that we should invest in. This is a guy that we should keep around. But, yeah, you're saying he's been playing really well and definitely proved that he can play with the starting squad and definitely compete for some more minutes. It's a tough one, but I think that as of right now, you kind of just figure out more minutes. But I say what they got, you know, if it's not broke, don't fix it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no. And the hard part is that a lot of people would say that they've been going on an incredible run over the last few weeks and to leave it in, but also Jimmy Butler's been playing so much better over December and January that even if there is a deficit at point guard, it'd be really hard to tell. I don't know. Both these guys are really solid in their own right, and I like the scoring and the facilitating of Teague, but I think you can get some of that facilitating from Tyus Jones, and his defense is really good. Bureau, if you do keep both point guards and you don't trade any of them away, do you think that you have to go more 50-50 on minutes, or do they go back to where it was Jeff Teague for 38 and Tyus for 18?
I think Jeff Teague's playing more game is definitely the right call right now. Like, the way they've been playing so far has been doing really well for them. Teague has a higher percentage for field goals and for three-pointers than Tyus Jones. He's also just way better at assists. His average is 7.1 assists per game and 13.2 points per game. That's versus Tyus Jones are averaging 2.8 assists per game and only 4.6 points. So he's just doing a lot better. And also just watching the team play, just watching the games, Jeff Teague is definitely incorporating more of the team and just moving that ball around, just being a solid point guard and making sure people are making some shots.
That's true. He is a solid facilitator, really good scorer. I don't know. If I'm looking at it, Tyus just helps so much of this defense and what they do. This is going to be a real. I don't even know if I have an answer. It's tough to look at this roster and want to trade away any depth to the depth that Jones gives them. They just don't have a ton of depth as it is right now, so it'd be hard to trade him away. At the same time, both these guys might really actually need to be playing about 25 to 30 minutes, and so it'd be hard to keep both of them on the roster for maximum effect. I'm not sure. We're going to have a trade podcast at some point in the near future here on Locked On Wolves where we'll really dig into this, but it's definitely something to look for at the trade deadline, what they do with Tyus Jones and some other pieces on this roster. That's it for us. We previewed the weekend game, so we'll be heading out here for the show. Brendan, Flying to Wine, thanks for joining us all the way from the sunny islands to the west of California. Appreciate the call.
Absolutely. And just for the listeners right now, I want you guys to know that Colton is so in love with talking basketball that he pulled a Michael Jordan versus the Jazz to be here today. And I want you guys to appreciate that right now.
I'm in the studio with him. He doesn't look great.
Oh, thanks. Jeez. Thank you very much for that, Brendan. Appreciate the kind words. That helps in these sick times. Thank you, Bureau, for coming on the show. And for the listeners, make sure you check out zonecoverage.com after you're done listening to the show for any written content on the Timberwolves as well as all other Minnesota sports. Great writers on Zone Coverage that you must read right now, as well as some of my own content on there as well. Also, remember to follow me on Twitter at CMolesky. Thank you for joining us on another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.